on the phone with us right now. You know him, you love him. It's Dee Snider. Dee, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How we doing?
Of course, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Who was the first definitive hair band?
Twisted Sister. Period.
You had to ask. Yeah,
period. I am the original hair farmer, and I can prove it. I mean, we actually started in 1976.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were together long before the Motleys and the Rats, and we were this phenomenon in the Northeast, and Bon Jovi and Cinderella and Poison and Kix and all these bands, before they were formed, used to come down to see Twisted Sister because we were sort of mixing this early glitter rock from the 70s with the heavy metal, and we were doing something different. And so we are the original hair farmers, and I'm damn proud of it.
And we talk about this all the time on the show about that hair band era. You and Twisted Sister, I don't ever think that you guys always rocked, but it seemed like in the 80s, you'd get a hair band that just rocked like crazy.
And then they'd get sissified.
And then they'd get sissified doing that power ballad, and the women went crazy about it. They
guys
went number one.
I mean, you honed in on it. This is what happened. It's the record industry. They kill everything. Something comes out. It's fresh. It's exciting. People are into it. They look at it and go, how can we make a cookie cutter out of this? How do we formulate it and make a gazillion of them? Because if one hair band's good, 1,000's better. No, you morons. One's good, and they did the same thing with alt rock and new wave and every form of music. They just the industry destroys it. So what, you're right. And then they got to the point of saying, okay, we got the right songwriter, we got the right production team, we got the right closing maker, the right video director. Put out the credibility track. Follow it with the power ballad. Then forget the credibility track. Just do the power ballad. Then get rid of those electric guitars, give them acoustic guitars, and it was dead. They killed it, man. They killed it.
I think a prime example is Night Ranger. I saw them live when they first came out. Don't Tell Me You Love Me. You Can Still Rock in America. Brad Gillis and all the guys in the band just rocking their asses off. Then Sister Christian comes out, and it tanks. It killed the band.
Absolutely, but when they started unplugging the instruments, and Extreme, a great band like Extreme, does more than words. When I knew it was over, when I went to visit my mom and her art class, these old women are listening to More Than Words.
I thought it was a Simon and Garfunkel song.
you're right, and then it was a bunch of them. Then it was a whole wave of that unplugged stuff. So I can't stand that. The early '80s, the mid '80s had a great vibe. No one was whining, no one was complaining. People were having a good time, and the audience is real broad for this because there's something about that music that says, hey, let's have a party, and let's see. You're supposed to forget about the day at work. You're supposed to forget about school. You're supposed to enjoy yourself listening to the music.
You know, I think the only one that really got away with the unplugged stuff was when Guns N' Roses did GNR Lies, and instead of making it even lighter, my favorite track is I Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now,
well,
you're
thinking about killing your old lady with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's a little edgy.
Yeah. and the thing is, with the hair bands of the 80s, and you guys included, some of the best videos that are out there when everybody was still watching.
Well, Mr. Sister.
How did
you get that guy for the video? That was great.
You know what? I was this huge Animal House fan, and I had the idea to do the video, and the director, Marty Callner, who's one of the biggest music directors still. He does all the Stones in Rio and every big show, every big event you see. But so he says, who do you see for the part of the father? Now, to me, Mark Medcalf, the Niedermeyer guy, this was a star. So I'm like, gee, if we could only get someone that's kind of like Mark Medcalf from Animal House. And Marty says, why don't we get him? What's he doing, working on a cure for cancer? So it was like $1,000 and a coach ticket to L.A., and we got this, to me, was a superstar. But he was just so perfect for the video. And you're right, those videos, still, the top 100 videos every year, we're not going to take it as there. It's considered iconic. It changed video.
It's seared into your brain every time that he would go, well, Mr. Sister.
I want you to tell me. No, better yet, stand up and tell the class. It was great. You know what? And you know what, guys? When that video first came out, we're not going to take it. Video came out. MTV hated it. They never let that video get out of medium rotation. They said, this is method acting. This isn't a rock video.
Oh,
and
God.
The video had a life of its own. And when we brought them I Wanna Rock, they looked at it and said, now this is a rock video.
You know,
it was a damn sequel.
Hey, tell me a little bit something as far as songs that you guys cut, and we're not going to take it, a prime example of it. We will go and we'll check the music service, whether it's iTunes or Rhapsody, and they will have, with you as the lead vocal, but other versions of it. Like you guys went back in the studio, or you went back in the studio and recut another version of it that didn't rock as much. Do you remember doing that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's like so many variations on everything. Somebody told me about finding like a demo of the song. I mean, it is, the internet is quite kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
And because it's just like almost any little thing that you did, you hummed in your bathroom, if it was on tape, it's going to pop up on there. You know, so it's just, but then again, if you're a hardcore fan, you know, there's all this interesting stuff that you can find from bands and artists that you like. So, it's a double-edged sword. But, yeah, what's amazing to me is, you know, we had a couple of big songs, but they've had such staying power.
They have.
And it's become almost traditionals at this point.
They are.
Everybody knows we're not going to take it, even if they don't remember who sang the damn thing in the first place. They know the song, so I feel pretty blessed.
Is Desperado available anywhere?
You're just. Is this Stan or Haney?
That was Haney that asked that question.
Haney, you're the man. Okay, I mean that, it is. It was that's an ill-fated project that I spent like years of my life doing, was shelved. The record industry just crushed me on that. It was recently released by an independent company, sort of as just a catalog item for people who are curious. What was that missing several years out of your life, Steve?
Yeah, it was a big deal, wasn't it?
I spent like $500,000 on the record, and it was just like years of my life. And then it was one of those horrible record industry stories where your project is shelved because someone doesn't like somebody else in the company, and they kill all of their projects. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. This isn't the new Coke, dude. It's a living person here.
You know, the record companies can truly be brutal. And in a way, it's you know, you hate to see an entire industry struggle, but it's kind of nice to see the screws put to these guys. There was a band out of Orlando in the Tampa area in the 80s called Stranger. And they had a really solid debut album that was on Epic Records and did pretty well, but it was like right as the tide was turning as far as the public's taste. But they had signed a deal where for nearly 10 years, they weren't allowed to put out a recording. Epic wouldn't put it out, but they wouldn't let them do anything else either, where they just had to sit on their hands.
You know, there are some horror stories. I experienced one. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like my situation. They shelved my project that I've been working on for a couple of years, spent a lot of my own money as well as $500,000 of their own money, and would not give me the record, wouldn't allow me to go release my contract, so I couldn't go record. And
wow.
I had to go to court just to fight to get myself out so I could even do something else. So I lost my band, my music, everything. When they want to crush somebody, they crush you. And you know what? Yeah. There's a certain they were gluttonous and greedy, and they took advantage of the public, and they took advantage of the artist, and you know, they're getting their comeuppance, quite honestly.
Hey,
and you're right; it's a shame that the bands have to suffer when the industry suffers, but they're getting what they deserved. They ripped the people off for years, and finally, people said, "You know what? We're not going to take it."
He's Dee Snider, and thanks so much for spending some time with us.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me join your family. And I just hope that we'll talk again sometime in the future, guys.
We'd love it.
Bye bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Dee Snider.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives and said, "If you close these factories as you're planning to do in Detroit and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send them back, and nobody's going to buy them." It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states. You live here in Ohio, you know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not is kind of irrelevant because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. The human hand grenade that they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years, they're stuck with the Obamacare bronze plan where you can't even get a Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless, they might be homeless, they might be f***ed over and f***ed up. It doesn't matter because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job. One. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class. So on November 8th, the dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever or felt pen or touchscreen and put a big X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives. Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows get to go and blow up the whole goddamn system because it's your right. Trump's election is going to be the biggest you ever recorded in human history. And it will feel good.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. I ain't getting into a lot of details. I know my muchacho, my amigo, Mark Haney is concerned. It's nice to see Junior is concerned. I had to go to the doctor today. That's my business, okay?
I need you. We ride together.
I know. I just... in full disclosure with our lovely audience...
You know, together... We're family.
Yeah.
We're respectable.
Yeah.
We start having to go off our separate ways. Yeah. We're nothing but, well, exactly what we look like.
Yeah.
Bunch of outlaws.
Yeah. What is this, your game again?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying.
Can't you see Junior's reaction?
Let's put it this way. I've been sent to another doctor who likes knives. That's all.
Sharp knives.
Sharp, called scalpels. You know, I keep telling everybody. I know, something's bothering me. And then now finally they're listening. So in full disclosure, I gotta have a bunch of tests done and a bunch of exams and
you know,
somebody
I'm,
that likes a scalpel.
I am, you know, past the initial stage of shock and worry. And I'm already now on to the practical side of things. And that's where there's good news.
Where is there good news?
Well, because the last time you had to have a surgical procedure, you were freshly divorced, and I had to look after you.
Yeah, you did.
And I don't want to do that again.
No, you don't.
And now you got somebody to look after
you. You know, I don't want anybody looking after me. I don't. You know, there's nothing.
Well, yeah, you get mean.
Thank you. There's nothing.
When you're wounded. You tend to hole up, and if anybody gets near you, you lash out.
There's nothing worse than being incapacitated. To whatever level. You know firsthand, if you've got a bug that lasts 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're incapacitated.
Seems like it never ends.
To the point of a surgical procedure. Don't worry, the ones sending the joke texts right now, I forgive you. And record this, Junior, so you can play it back later on. I forgive you.
Oh, God.
But when you're incapacitated and you need assistance to go to the bathroom,
Yeah,
that's not good. Well, I don't want anybody there assisting me.
And I remember when you had your surgical procedure and you were in tremendous pain, and I didn't even mean to, but you got very upset at me because I made you laugh, and laughing hurt.
So bad.
And so you were laughing and cursing me at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, and for somebody that says that I have high blood pressure?
No.
No.
That's my gig.
They were amazed. Again, they're amazed. I should be a mess. They took the pulse.
But it's the same
and
thing.
The blood pressure, perfect.
Stan, it's the same thing with both of us. They do the tests on me. I have high blood pressure. And then they go, you know, unbelievably, though, your cholesterol is perfect.
Yep.
Whereas yours is off the chart.
Yep, and that's another thing. I'm supposed to go off the cholesterol medicine. They think it's causing damage to organs.
How long have you been taking that now?
1992, 93. 25 years.
When it first came out.
Yeah, and those statins wreak havoc on you, on the old live.
Oh, yeah, in the next 10 years, all the studies will come out that they never should have prescribed them.
And here's the other thing that I learned when I went to Dr. Bastardo's office this morning. How many times...
Well, he blamed you mainly.
Of course he did. Of course he did. You've made choices in your life, Stan. There is new research out. I didn't know about this. Probably within the last year. You know, they tell you, okay, you got to go get your blood work. It's like, oh, crap. It means you got to fast. You know,
I've gotten to know the blood work lady so well. She's so nice.
Say, you know, nothing to eat after 9 o'clock and all this. So I'm leaving the doctor's office, and a nurse Kunstler hands me the lab order. That they have to do the lab work. And I'm like, and they said, well, please get this done as soon as possible before you meet the guy that likes to cut with knives. And I look at the thing and I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, I got to do that fasting. No, you don't. What? What? What?
Is it one of those where you don't have to?
There's new research out. These doctors learn it all the time. Now, there's a couple of things that are excluded. But they found that fasting...
can skew the results.
Doesn't skew the results.
No, I was hoping it would go the other way, where fasting would make the results even worse.
Yeah, no, doesn't skew the results, so the whole thing of fasting before you have blood work done at the lab... It meant nothing.
No, I've often thought the things that they want you know, hey, here's a jar, take it home, I want you to piss in it for a month.
Yeah. So I don't have to. I said, no fasting? I always have to. Well, we changed the guidelines on that. Here's the latest brochure from the American Medical Association. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have to do that anymore. You know how many years, how many decades?
And you suffered,
and
needlessly.
I suffered. Yep. How many times? I'd love to have my coffee in the morning. Love to have some. Nope. Got blood work needs to be done.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. I'm,
you know why?
What?
It has to be.
I know it has to be. We're okay. Everything's good here. You know what? And I probably should have asked him. I want to ask him. Can the stress... from, like, what's going on at night now from 6 o'clock on and him, can this be leading to a lot of my problems?
Maladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it might.
Yeah.
I think it might.
Especially that hard fat.
It's like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Isn't fat supposed to be blubbery? Mine's like hard. Oh, that's divulging too much.
Yeah, you're HIPAA-violating yourself.
Yeah, I am. I can't talk about that. Just understand when Stan's not at his peak, he's under medical care. That's all.
Not yet.
Well, I started today. And for the foreseeable future. See, don't I take it in good stride?
If you want me to give you a second opinion,
yeah,
I will.
What?
Don't worry about it. It'll go away on its own.
I kept hoping that.
You know, why do you, and I don't mean you, I mean us. When we go to the doctor, what we really want is for them to tell us it's all in your head.
Yeah, it's going
to
go away.
Yep.
Yep.
Here's a sugar pill.
Yep.
Remember when you got hooked on placebo?
You want to talk about a Jones. I was up to about 8 or 9 of those a day.
Mm-hmm.
Those damn placebos.
And then he had the nerve to just cut you off.
Yep. And boy, you want to see somebody, you think Roger Marley loses his cool. And see Stan lose his when he's cold turkey and on the damn placebo.
Stan rolls into the Walgreens and go, "I'm sorry, sir, you've been banned." What? I need my placebo. Sir, I'm going to have to call law enforcement.
Remember when the pharmacy tech came that time and brought us a whole big bag of them?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You were in heaven there for about 6 months.
We'll be back. Stan,
of course, it was a 2-year supply.
96K Rock.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Sorry about that, cowboy. That ain't happening.
Well, we'll see. Like to maybe do it over Christmas.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I'll have time off.
And you want to spend your time off getting cut on?
Look.
No, you do that on company time, son. By the way.
Yeah.
I know that you've advised me that with Junior we have to go slowly.
Yes,
as far as his lib tendencies and all that.
That's why I had to play him Michael Moore earlier. He listens when Michael Moore talks.
Yeah. Well, Michael Moore, what was that, 20 years ago when Michael Moore spoke to us?
About that, yeah.
And he was talking to me, right at me, staring at me. When we were in New Orleans, we were in the front row.
He was staring at all of us.
Yeah, but he was making eye contact with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like he'd pick a person, then move on to the next person. So, yeah, I've been in the room with him, and he made more sense back then. He was more Roger than me back then.
He sure did make sense back then.
But here, I'm proud of Junior because he's picking things up on his own. Because we're playing this
this cowboy game.
Why do you say
just
it like that?
Just don't worry about it. Just get to say it. Playing the cowboy game.
So it's put him in this mindset where he just wants to see Westerns.
Oh, yeah.
And he's figured out on his own that all the modern Westerns suck.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And he's figured out you want to go back to your Clint Eastwoods and John Waynes.
Yep. Yes.
On his own, he learned that.
Good for him. Again, Haney, baby steps. Baby steps. He'll come around.
Because he's going, yeah, man, I really wanted to see a good Western. I watched this Western. I think it had Denzel Washington in it. And I said, well, there's your problem right there.
There goes the picture. Let's do the crap.
There's your problem.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Haney and I have discussed this before. Now, there's reasons why legendary bands put out anniversary albums.
Money?
It's money and copyright. The White Album, 50th anniversary, is out.
So if they forget to do that, we can steal the White Album?
Well, here's... not necessarily.
Not...
They did it in the 90s when they put them on CD. They, put out more CDs a decade ago.
Well, the CDs was the last of the record company scams, because that's what they did for years. Was, you know, you go back far enough, they were on 78s, then reel-to-reels, then 45s, then albums, then cassettes, and 8 tracks.
Yeah,
and
you
CDs.
Already paid for the song.
And so you bought the same recording maybe 8 times on different media.
But here's the thing. And we've discussed this, depending on how long it is, every 50 years or whatever it is, they have to be utilized or they go into the public domain. Now, what they've done for the White Album, they did it for Sgt. Pepper last year. They're going to do it for Abbey Road. It's not necessarily the album and what you've heard since 1968. Their vaults are full of the outtakes, the different...
Well, they try to give you a little value added.
The different versions and all that. They got to protect those, too. That's why, you ever know it? Bob Dylan's putting out these basement tapes. He's up to volume 12. All the stuff that he recorded going all the way back to the early 60s. Now, I guess they're into the...
So it doesn't mean it's good. It's just they're trying to hang on to it.
Correct. And, well, you can get the new version of the White Album, too.
Just released, the 50th Anniversary Deluxe Edition of the Beatles' White Album, like you've never heard it before.
Back in the USSR!
Didn't they already do that?
No, that was remastered. This is remixed.
What's the difference?
Well, they turned one thing up and they turned another thing down, so it sounds like this.
Sounds the same.
Don't be silly. It's totally different. Here's what Ringo Starr has to say about the new collection.
I'm having more fun listening to this than I did actually making the record. You know, I walked out on the group.
And Sir Paul McCartney rang to say this.
Paul McCartney? Just curious. Will the money from this go directly in my account? Or will I have to go down to the bank and cash a check? Let me know.
The 50th Anniversary Deluxe Edition of the Beatles' White Album. Buy it again today.
Mm-hmm. at the Florida Department of Education, we know voting's hard.
At the Florida Department of Education, we know voting is hard. That's why we're educating the next generation of voters in primary colors.
Red!
Blue!
Red!
Yeah!
Civic responsibility.
The purple band suck.
Not all Democrats suck.
And of course, math.
1 plus 2 equals 17.
Not all is 12.
Because counting is important.
Counting and recounting and counting again.
At the Florida Department of Education, we're securing the future of the Florida vote. Yes, well put. The Florida Department of Education.
Florida Department of Education. You can count on us.
Did you hear, Dunn and Broward? The recount is underway. The machines are overheating.
I thought that was Palm Beach.
Is it? I saw the headline. Revote on, machines overheating. Oh, May delay. So sick.
And we're supposed to go through this with a straight face.
Yeah, I know. I saw this news article.
And of course, you got your CNN types going, you're alleging fraud? What do you base that on?
Yeah, we see no fraud.
So they found 80,000 votes in the back of a rental car. It makes perfect sense.
You could be again saying so long to Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Why? I thought we settled that.
Get a load of this. I saw this the other day. Pabst Blue Ribbon could soon be going extinct again. Pabst has a contract where MillerCoors brews, packages, and ships their beer because they're too small of a company now to do it themselves. But the deal expires in 2020, and MillerCoors is tripling the costs of brewing their beer, shipping their beer, distributing their beer.
No.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon is saying they're saying this simply, or raising the costs simply because they want to go after their share of the beer market. Well, you're going to kick us out and you're going to replace it with Coors or Miller. There was a time, you hipsters.
Not so long ago.
When Pabst Blue Ribbon was the good working man's beer.
Mm. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. When a waitress glides up to your place with a pretty smile upon her face, here's the way to really romance her. Give her that Pabst Blue Ribbon answer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother.
Michigan's favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. Prove it yourself. Make the three-way experts test.
Ah.
One, see the clear color. Look at the creamy head.
Yeah.
Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste the flavor the whole world knows. And you'll agree, finest beer served anywhere.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, could be going away.
There's just no doubt about it.
It's right here in this bottle. You can't find better than Pabst.
See, they're modern, too.
Yeah, they can be modern. They're today. No, the hipsters like that beer.
The thing is, Pabst doesn't change. It's always good.
Yep. Pabst is the place. Why do they got to mess with nice things?
Know.
Why can't we have nice things?
Leave it to the good folks at Jimmy Dean Sausage.
Now, there's good stuff. Remember when we talked to Jimmy Dean?
We talked to Jimmy Dean himself.
He explained to us why his sausage is so damn good.
Yep. And it's true. You can now purchase wrapping, Christmas wrapping paper that smells like sausage.
This holiday season, the smell of sausage is in the air because Jimmy Dean is bringing limited edition gifts that are yours for the baking. Gifts include a Jimmy Dean sausage ornament. Behold, it's golden, mouth-blown glass glory. Sausage-scented wrapping paper. Mmm, smells like sausage. Tastes like paper. A handsome holiday apron. Mesmerizing sausage patterns galore. And a 1965 holiday album recorded by Jimmy Dean himself.
There you go.
Vintage vinyl that's used, not abused. One of these gifts can be yours through the Jimmy Dean Recipe Gift Exchange.
It's
so easy. Just cook up one of our recipes using Jimmy Dean's signature seasoned sausage. Take a picture of your finished dish, submit, and pick your Jimmy Dean gift. Though you'd better get cooking because supplies are limited. But wait, there's more. One lucky winner will also receive this diamond-studded piece of gold. A beautiful replica of Jimmy Dean's very own belt buckle.
Yeah! Wow.
Well, what are you waiting for? As Jimmy Dean once said,
get your skillet and go at it.
That's right. The great Jimmy Dean. You libs that want to go after Trump.
They're not libs, they're Marxists.
Yes! You're going to have to sit and listen to it all again because somebody's paying her. A six-part A&E documentary is being released. It's called The Clinton Affair. It starts on Sunday. Here's the trailer. Monica Lewinsky.
Well, all you need to know as far as any new information coming out in this, two words. Spinach dip.
Yeah, that's what she thought. In the trailer, Monica Lewinsky breaks down when she talks about the investigation, feeling suicidal, and being in love with the President of the United States. Here's the trailer.
In order to cooperate and to avoid charges, I would have to make phone calls, monitored phone calls, which they would listen into and record, and I might have to wear a wire and go see people actually in person. The ground completely crumbled in that moment. I felt so much guilt, and I was terrified. There was a point for me somewhere in this sort of first several hours where I would be hysterically crying, and then I would just shut down. And in the shutdown period, I remember looking out the window and thinking that the only way to fix this was to kill myself, was to jump out the window. And I felt terrible. I was scared, and I was mortified and afraid of what this was going to do to my family. And, you know, I still was in love with Bill at the time. So I felt really responsible.
What'd she think the stain was?
Spinach dip.
Yeah.
I will say, That is her entire life.
Yeah.
That has dominated her entire life.
Yeah. She was an up-and-coming intern.
Came from a good family. Had her college education. Would have had the White House on her resume.
Yep.
And now, this is it.
Yeah.
That's all she gets.
That Verdon Jordan tried to hide her.
That's all she gets.
Yep.
There's no more for her.
I told you yesterday.
And they're making a big deal about it, and I think they should, because she doesn't even come out of this with an apology.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Not face to face. Told you about this yesterday. The NFL Chiefs Rams was supposed to be played in Mexico. They're moving it up to where all the fires are, L.A. Why? Bad field in Mexico.
If you were to look at Estadio Azteca right now, you would think that it is nowhere close to being ready for a football game. You know, it's not a football field, and there have been several events at Estadio Azteca that have chewed up this field. That if you see a sky view right now or a bird's eye view, it looks unplayable for a peewee football game, much less an NFL game.
To me, I think this is an absolute joke. You mentioned peewee football. To be honest with you, I coach peewee football. We played on a better surface. High school games around the country are played on a better surface. We're talking about the grass being a mess in some stadium in Mexico City.
What does the sound of Colts rookie lineman Quentin Nelson, what sound does he make when he makes a tackle?
Was it like female tennis?
No, a little different. This was him making a tackle against the Jaguars. They had him mic'd up. There you go.
So he psychs himself up.
Yeah, this was against the Jaguars. Yeah, like that.
Now, if that was a tackle for a loss, I'm impressed. Otherwise, he didn't close very fast.
No. We opened up about the Beatles re-releasing the White Album, and there's stories behind all of those songs. And here is Mia Farrow on an old clip with David Letterman talking about the Beatles song, Dear Prudence, John Lennon's song from the White Album. That song is about Mia Farrow's sister, who went, they all went to India to see the Maharishi Yogi, and they all went there. And here, Mia Farrow explains to Dave Letterman how that song, Dear Prudence, came about.
It was the 60s, you know, so my sister was a big meditator, and is, and she said, you know, we'll go to India, and we'll look for, you know, inner peace for you with Maharishi in the Himalayas. I thought, you know, sounds good. So we get to India, and, you know, 3 weeks, I'm trying really hard, and, you know, inner peace just totally eluded me. And who should arrive but the Beatles, all four of them. And my sister's laughing at me, saying, you know, that's your karma, you know, and... I gave it another couple weeks, and this just started hitchhiking, you know. Left Prudy there. She was like the all-time meditator. She wouldn't come out of her room. The Beatles wrote a song for her. John Lennon wrote a song called Dear Prudence.
No, is it
won't
really?
Come
That's
out
about
and play? Your sister? Right, it's about Prudence because she wouldn't come out.
Yeah. What does Prudence do now?
She teaches meditation, and she... what else?
Here's a little... Dear Prudence... Oh, this is, by the way, the new version of it.
Oh, you can tell.
Won't you come
out
to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. Do you know, and I don't know, you know, you might be listening to this show for just a few years or 10 years, maybe since the beginning. Those of you that have been listening since the beginning, Haney and I used to be able to just pick up the phone anytime we wanted, call Great Britain and talked to George Martin.
Oh, yeah.
We had his phone number at his desk, and if we ever had a question, numerous times we'd call him, and he would answer the phone.
Well, you know, you get in a conversation, you want to settle a bet, we'd call George Martin and find out.
Yep. And he'd tell us. He'd tell us. He'd never minded that we called
him.
This goes back to the beginning, back in the morning show days with Joe. We had him on, and he said to us, guys, it was a great interview. He said, anytime you want to call me back, feel free to call me back. And well into our afternoon days, we had his number to his office at Abbey Road, and we'd call him for stupid questions.
Yeah, and he didn't
care.
Who
played guitar on that? Who was the first person that came up with it? And we'd call him, and he'd tell us, keep him on for, glad to help you guys. Talk to you soon, George.
And you never know how it's going to work out that way. We've met so many nice people that have done wonderful things for us.
Yep. Just really kind-hearted things. You'll never hear us say, I'm going to give you just a couple of names. They may be special to you, may not be. You'll never hear us say a bad thing despite all this stuff written about Roger Clemens.
Won't say.
He was very nice to us. Louise Mandrell of the Mandrell Sisters will never say anything disparaging about her. Deborah Norville of Inside Edition, never once will we say anything bad about her. Just a fantastic woman. Wonderful woman. Do you remember the TV show The Avengers with Patrick McNee? He was absolutely wonderful and a very kind man. After we interviewed him, sent us a nice card and letter that went along with it. These people, there are some really class people out there.
And then there are some people that we ended up getting to know where it really wasn't our intention. It just worked out that way, like the great actor Peter Breck.
Yeah, Peter Breck from the Big Valley.
He had to have been on at least 20 times.
Yeah, here it is. Peter Breck, Nick Barkley from the Big Valley.
See, that's back, Junior, when Westerns were even on TV. Everything was Westerns.
And here's a little sample. Now, see, Nick Barkley, even back in the 60s, was a man who loved his drink.
Mm-hmm. And he was the bad boy of the Barkleys.
Yeah, tough guy. Always wore black leather gloves, no matter where. It could be a formal dinner, black leather gloves.
Yep.
And, you know, he used to be on the show all the time.
Peter Breck, television's toughest cowboy.
Oh yeah. Well, that's in the... Did you get the mag? Well, yeah, that, but, yeah. And they used to... boy, I'll tell you, orange blossoms first thing in the morning are not the way to go. And after you get about 10 of them, and you're drinking these orange blossoms, gin and orange juice, that'll show you home. So anyway, I was talking I hate myself sometimes, so I forget the names. What was his name? 1, 2, 3, 4. Bonanza! Hello, you're buzzing. I can work.
We'll be back.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines are open if you want to talk to us. Area code 239-277-9600. We'll go over the prizes, but I got to stop everything right now. We're going to take your phone calls, tell you what we got. By the way, in just a few minutes, are you smarter than Haney? It'll be in our next segment. But what was going on over there? What was happening over there?
Someone
was it a personal call?
Someone was very intrigued by that Michael Moore clip you played, and now I told her it was Michael Moore, and she's like, "What?"
And wake a few people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was she upset by it? Or?
Yeah, did it bother her that Michael Moore said that?
It seemed more like a surprise.
Yeah. People should be aware of their surroundings.
It's called situational awareness.
Before they set in judgment, listen to everything.
You have these wonderful quotes.
Yeah.
They should be all over Facebook.
Somebody says, oh, that was, who was that? That was what? Michael Moore? Yeah, he said that about 2 years ago. So.
Well, you said that before the election.
That's right. 277-9600. What do I got here?
What do you got?
This weekend is the Taste of Bonita. Now, if you've never been to this, it's beautiful. It's at Riverside Park down there in Bonita right there. They got the band shell up there. They're going to have food and music. And we have a pair of tickets if you contribute to the show. The music, they got all kinds of music down there, but it's being headlined
with a big star.
Big star. The former lead singer of the group Bad Company, Brian Howe, I guess, coming home.
I thought he died.
Yeah, well, apparently he was at death's door a couple of years ago, but that was also the same time David Bowie died and Steven Tyler had heart
problems. So it was
postponed. So it kind of got buried, and his stunt didn't work. We also, you want a rental car? You know, it's
always comes in handy.
It does. If you're going to go take a little weekend trip, maybe you're looking.
Maybe you're stalking somebody, yep. And they know your plate.
Yep. Maybe you just want to try out the new models. Our friends Aaron Walker and the gang down there at Naples Nissan.
You know she's up to something, but she knows your car too good.
3-day car rental.
You've been there where you've been on a stakeout.
Yeah, I have been on stakeouts, and they're nothing in regards to me. I was helping out a friend.
You wheel man.
Yeah. go.
Isn't it amazing how much drama can be brought into life?
Oh, yeah. And you and I try to flee from drama.
We just don't do it.
But we've been into it.
But we've been around people who live very differently, and it's normal to them.
Yep. You just wait here. I'm going to go up to the go now. We got Barbecue Saw. Oh, we have Peter Mug.
And your reaction is, I thought you wanted to go out for a beer. Yep. What are we doing?
No, didn't go that way. Oh, and while we're at it here, stalking somebody at the restaurant, I'll kick down the hostess stand. Just to leave a exclamation point.
Think about it. Now that you have enough distance between you and that, that was not meant to be part of your life. That's not what you set yourself up for.
No. Go now.
Why? I just kicked the hostess stand.
Then you see all the valets walking around, hands on their hips, wondering what the hell's going on. Who is that? Go now. No, don't bother looking in the rearview mirror. I'll take it off so you don't see anything behind you.
Yeah, and then you remember when he stole Al Rose's car and I was chasing him?
I do.
And poor out columnist for the Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah.
He's going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Too old for this.
Yeah. I had to do an overnighter stakeout at this guy's wife's boyfriend's house. Keep an eye on any movement. Well, there wasn't any movement. We didn't know that there were, at the time, nobody in the house, but he felt it was a good time to tiptoe across the street to the house, throw something at it to see if it would wake anybody up. I don't think there's anybody there. Don't worry about it. Go.
Think about all the missions we've been on.
Oh, yeah. I've been on a few of them. Pewter Mug. You want to see the band Ghost?
No.
Well, you don't, but somebody does. Where is the thing about that?
No.
Hold on. Oh, here it is. 96K Rock wants to help you ghost your family this Thanksgiving. Listen to win for your chance to see Ghost at the Jackie Gleason Theater at the Fillmore, Miami Beach, Saturday, November 24th.
I'd like to see Jackie Gleason.
I got long gone. I got tickets for that. And Subway. $20 to Subway, 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Will you guys be at the Taste of Bonita? I'm not planning on it, but I never know where I might wind up, you know, on a weekend or something. Guys, that would be a good question of the week. Why were you ever on a stakeout? Well, I don't know that everybody has been on a stakeout.
I most people don't live like that.
No. Well, you know. Phone rings at...
It's about midnight.
Yeah, around midnight. We need your car. No, they recognize
mine.
Do
you know that was complete chaos? Chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wanted to be a part of it.
cheeseburger sounds good. Who's with me?
Who's with me at 3 in the morning? You know, I wasted too much time.
Why?
Because we got to take a break. Back in the 70s, my rich brother would pay me $500 a night plus expenses to follow and make sure his mistress wasn't cheating on him. Great days. I didn't get paid.
No, I didn't get paid either. And remember when one of my duties was having to break into somebody's house to retrieve a letter?
Yep.
And remember that?
And let me tell you something. ATMs are an inanimate object. They don't have feelings. Whether or not you have anything left in your bank account after she got a hold of it.
Yep.
Don't take it out on the ATM.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Dimitri from Cape Coral.
What's your name?
T-shirt.
Dimitri.
Hey, Dimitri.
Oh. Hey, I'm calling about the stakeouts.
Yeah, did you ever have to go on a stakeout?
Was it that you guys were looking for some stakeout stories?
Have you ever been on a stakeout?
I did do one. I was 18. I did the whole homeless route, you know, rough background crap as a kid. And I was staying with a guy. I was paying rent. And guy pulled some funny business with me one day. So that was weird.
Yeah,
so
sure,
me and my buddy,
sure.
We
2779. You know what? And let me tell you something.
That sounded fairly dark.
Yeah, I wasn't 18. I was a grown adult. Where that had grown out of me. I still got caught in it.
You were dragged in.
I was dragged. You were too. Hey, let's go out and have a few beers. Well, that didn't last long. Ahoy.
I thought we were going to the place. No, change of plans.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, what's up?
You, my brothers, how y'all doing?
Doing good, pal.
Hey, I missed the clip on Michael Moore, but I couldn't help myself. I had to call you. I lived in Flint, Michigan for about 20-some years.
Yes, sir.
And in 69, 70, I knew Moore. He had that little newspaper, The Voice. He had a little shop up above my buddy's head shop. You remember those head shops?
Sure.
And he had a little shop up above my buddy's head shop. That guy... I can't say it politely.
You're on the radio.
You can say whatever you want as long as it doesn't involve profanity.
Well, okay.
Oh, you hung up on him?
He can't find the words. I gave him two opportunities. When we come back, you know, yeah, I see you calling now, but it's at the end of the segment.
Can we have more calls?
No, we got smarter than Haney.
Aww.
Chance, well, we'll have a caller on. Chance to win a prize. 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon.
96K Rock. Right. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon, or as I like to call it, Thursday Eve. And it is that time of day again where we welcome the lovely Karen from our business department.
Our ray of sunshine.
She is. Hello. She truly is our sunshine.
Junior does not know of what he speaks.
In regards to...
We were just talking outside about some of our history.
Mm-hmm.
When we sent Harry the Bulgarian and Fat Tony around the country.
Yeah.
And before I told him much of anything about it, he's going, oh, that sounds so cool. I wish I could do that.
No, you don't.
And I go, you got no idea what you're talking about. And he kept arguing with me. No, man, I love the open road. Sure. I love traveling.
He's a traveler.
Yeah.
And I said, I said, you don't know how that trip went for Harry the Bulgarian and Fat Tony.
And how it was a matter of survival. It's not.
And Stan is in charge of your fate. Stan decides if you eat or you sleep.
Yep.
I did tell him how it ended up.
How did it end up?
Fat Tony and Harry the Bulgarian made it to the Alamo, but they were being threatened by a teenage gang.
Yes, and then we had to send them back, and they went through Montgomery.
We sent him to Hank Williams' grave.
And brought him back. See, the trick with that was, is they had to cover so much mileage in certain amount of time.
They didn't know where they were going overall. No. They only knew that day where they had to go.
Yep. And,
at the Western Union in Augusta, Georgia, there'll be $50 for you, but only if you make it there by...
Yeah, until the Western Union closed. If you didn't, you'd have to sleep in the truck. And if you got the $50, you have to decide what you want to do. Do you want to put that into gasoline, maybe a meal, or a flea bag motel that night? You decide.
No, thank you.
Because,
Oh, it's definitely not for you, Karen.
No.
But
no,
Junior
no.
thinks it's for
because
him.
Because someplace in Texas, pick a town in Texas... at their Western Union office, we've got $150. That's gas, food, and a night's lodging if you can make it by 5 p.m.
Still sound appealing, Junior?
Still sound like something you want to do?
Sounds kind of fun, actually.
No,
he doesn't know.
No, and let me put it to you this way. The two of them were at each other's throats
they
to the point
each other.
Of death.
Yeah.
All right.
You wouldn't be. We couldn't send you alone. We'd have to find someone that you didn't get along with very well.
Yeah.
Still excited?
Let's take Dave.
No, one of you would die.
Well, we said that about Harry and Fat,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it came close.
It did come close.
Smarter than Haney. Six statements or categories. You have to get all six before Haney gets all six. You have Karen as your lifeline. She will help you on a category. The first person to get to all six, whether it's Haney or you, the random Stan and Haney listener.
Very well could be the listener.
You'll get your, very rare, but you'll get yourself a prize. Anything from our prize list, Taste of Bonita, the 3-day car rental from Naples Nissan, Babacu Saw, Pewter Mug, the band Ghost down in Miami Beach, Subway. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me,
sing it, Karen.
I would like to see you. Can try it. The prize is yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stand strict.
Nothing
questions.
Trick.
What a fucking jerk. Almost prize is yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stand strict.
Hi, everybody.
Host. I'm the one who knows the fucking most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you.
That's
my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We'd like a first-time player to challenge Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly? Taking too long. You lose. The six categories, if your opponent misses the question and you don't have the category, you can steal. Karen is your lifeline. Random Stan and Haney listener doesn't mean the first phone call we pick up. I'll determine who it is. Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Do you want to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
I don't want to play.
Then don't.
Bye.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Scott.
Scott, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
I have not.
Have you ever played this game?
I have not.
Scott, you're in. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Scott. Good luck.
Thank you.
And Haney, your opponent, six categories. They are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Now, remember, Haney will start the game. If he misses it, you can go and steal and gain control of the board. All right, Scott?
I got it.
All right, Haney, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. What country might you go on a safari in Kruger National Park?
Kenya.
Incorrect.
Oh, no. Can I do it over?
No, you can't.
Come on. Pete
Scott,
Basket.
Scott, you can steal. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
In what country might you go on a safari in Kruger National Park?
South Africa.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I knew
Africa.
It too.
And Scott, you have control of the board. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure, please.
All right. Listen carefully. Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh captured a gold medal in what sport in the 2008 Olympics?
Gymnastics?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Beach volleyball.
You are correct. It is beach volleyball.
They come in teams.
Thank you, Karen. Haney, you have control of the board. Geography, entertainment.
Geography.
Geography. La, da, 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 da. I'm throwing these cards in the wrong order, I think. Let me just cut them. There we go. In geography, what's a U.S. city dyes its namesake river green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What U.S. city dyes its namesake river green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? U.S. city. I need it.
What is he doing?
You're taking too much time. I need an answer. This isn't the 1950s.
I want to say Boston, but it doesn't make any sense.
Good guess, incorrect. Scott, you already have the category, but do you know, Scott?
Chicago.
It is Chicago. You are absolutely right. Very good, Scott. You have control of the board, and you got Karen as a lifeline. Do you know what you want?
Entertainment.
Huh. What Survivor song is the theme for Rocky III?
Oh, Eye of the Tiger.
Yes. Very good. Haney, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Geography.
Geography. Which country is farthest north, Haney? Estonia, Latvia, or Lithuania? Farther north.
Lithuania.
That is incorrect.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Anybody want to take a guess? Well, it's multiple choice. It's Estonia. Scott. history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Karen's your lifeline.
I'm going with my lifeline.
Karen, what would you like? History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do science, please.
Science?
Science?
Science. Let's
science.
See. Science. Karen, this is for Scott. What device can be implanted into the chest to regulate an abnormal heart rhythm?
A defibrillator? No, that's wrong.
That is incorrect.
That's wrong.
Haney.
That's to bring you back.
Haney, you can steal.
That's true. Pacemaker.
Correct. Yes. The pacemaker. And you have control, Haney. Geography, entertainment, history, arts.
Geography.
And geography. Let's see. Haney, what two countries border Lake Titicaca? What two countries border Lake Titicaca?
Brazil and Argentina?
Incorrect. Anybody? Anybody? You already have,
no,
you already have the category. Junior, you think you know? Bolivia
and
Peru.
I thought I had a good answer.
Bolivia and Peru. Game's tied right now. Scott, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports
I can't believe
and leisure.
Geography has got me sandbagged.
Yeah.
Scott, what is both a style of sandwich and a submersible watercraft?
A sub? Submarine?
Correct. The submarine. Haney.
Why did he get a toot?
I don't know. I'm not in control of that.
Little victories.
That's right.
Little victories.
Small little victories. One step at a time.
Yes.
Haney, geography, entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
Geography.
Geography. We are officially out of geography questions. No, we're not.
I've never had this kind of problem with geography.
No. Haney. What country is home to Davos?
Switzerland.
Yeah, yes. All right. Yep. Didn't even need to get through it all. Geography done.
It's like I'm over it.
Scott, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science.
Let me see. Okay. I'm gonna give you it's multiple choice in science and nature. Within which age range, Scott, are you most likely to sleepwalk? 12 and under, 18 to 30, or 40 and up? Most likely to sleepwalk?
12 and under.
You are correct. It's 12 and under in science and nature. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature. You have Karen as a lifeline.
History.
History? Haney, in history, what immigration station first opened on New Year's Day in 1892?
Ellis Island.
Correct. Ellis Island. And history is done there. Scott, you got two categories left. It's history and arts and literature.
History.
In history. Here we go. Where was British air traveler Richard Reed hiding explosives on December 22nd, 2002? Where was he hiding them?
His shoe?
Yep, he was the shoe bomber. Correct.
Idiot.
Yep, you're at match point, but Haney has control, and he needs
that guy
just
was
two.
Dull.
Yeah, he was the shoe bomber. Haney, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Karen, would you please help me with arts and literature?
Of course, I will do my best.
All right, Karen. Karen, in arts and literature, okay. This is art. What breed of dog is Jack in the Little House on the Prairie books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. Now, that used to be everybody's required school reading when we were little. What breed of dog is Jack in the Little House on the Prairie books by Laura Ingalls Wilder?
A golden retriever?
Incorrect. In arts and literature, Scott, you can steal and win the game.
Is it like a sheepdog?
I can't give it to you. Incorrect. It was a bulldog. A bulldog.
A bulldog.
However, Scott, you are at match point. You can defeat Haney, which is very rare. If you answer your arts and literature question. You ready? No,
because I believe you sabotaged me.
I didn't. How did I sabotage you?
Because those were ridiculous geography questions.
No,
I
never get right. They were not. All right. You for the game. For the game. What best-selling novelist was further immortalized in a Squeeze song?
Squeeze. Oh, God.
3 seconds.
Tom Clancy.
What?
Tom Clancy.
Incorrect. Haney, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Do I already have that category?
No, you don't have that category. He has needs arts and literature to win. You have it open as well.
But the question that you just asked, do I get to steal?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You do. Did you know the answer to that?
I'm need you to repeat the
I'm
question.
I'm going to give you another arts and literature
Jesus,
question.
Am I running the whole thing?
Yeah, I know. All right. You know what? I didn't give the answer to it, did I?
No.
All right. I'm going to ask you that question.
Oh, jumping. No. Jesus
Sorry.
On a pogo
Sorry
stick.
About that. What best-selling... This is to steal, then. What best-selling novelist was further immortalized in a Squeeze song?
In a Squeeze song.
Yep. You know the band Squeeze?
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know that they talk about Arthurs.
Authors.
Thanks, Dan.
Do you know?
Robert Frost.
Incorrect. Harold Robbins. No. In Pulling Muscles. All right, Haney. We're right back to where we were. Arts and literature, entertainment.
But you didn't know that.
I did not know that until now.
What do you know now?
That it's your turn, entertainment, arts, and literature.
Entertainment.
Haney, in the movie Gremlins, what three things are Mogwai supposed to avoid? Three things.
Water.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to feed him after midnight.
Yeah.
And that should be enough.
No, there's one more.
Don't make him angry.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Anybody?
I deserve that.
It can't be in the sunlight?
A bright light.
Yes.
You are correct.
I think I did well.
Scott, for the game again in arts and literature. Let's see. No. I mean, it's
no.
These are some of these are ridiculous. Fort. Sorry.
Oh God.
Sorry, Scott. Congratulations. Who set his Stratocaster on fire at the Monterey International Pop Festival?
Jimi Hendrix.
You are correct and win the game.
Wow.
In arts. In arts and literature.
That's an arts and literature question.
He's an artist. Uh-huh. He's an artist, much like myself. I'm an artist.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you have a specialty?
BS. I'm a BS artist.
I want to be clear. It's not his fault, but I'm very angry.
Oh, how are you angry?
I was sabotaged.
You were not sabotaged. You still had to get two categories. He was at match point.
Karen, do you feel good about this?
Not really.
What are you talking about?
I feel pretty good.
Now you should, Scott.
Of course.
And I'm going to put you on hold, and then you talk to Junior and pick a prize, okay?
All right.
Nice job.
Hold on. Never would have got Jimi Hendrix, but you got to ask her about Laura Ingalls Wilder's dog.
What it is. Sorry about that, folks. You want to outro us, Haney?
Jesus.
Sorry.
You are stupid.
That was a setup.
It was not a setup.
Know your role. Get those questions from Brenda Snipes.
Shrewd can be. Doctor.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Karen.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course. Hat
in hand, now you finally start to understand nothing personal. That's just me. You've been schooled by Mark.
Sorry, sorry about that.
96 K-Rock.
Car accident? Dial #529 on your cell. #law. That's all.
K-Rock. Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We've got news headlines coming up for you. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. But, of course, first of all, we got to take care of traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's our first look at traffic.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, let's see. We will start in Fort Myers. Crash. Injuries being reported. Blockage in the right bound lane. Plantation Road and Orion Drive. Fort Myers. Crash. South Point Boulevard and Camelot Drive. Fort Myers. Crash. South Cleveland Avenue at the Best Buy. And one more for you. It's a crash. Harry Avenue North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you. You did not know. We'll also have for you the worst day to shop for Thanksgiving fixins.
What kind of fixins?
Rolls.
Okay.
Baked beans, coleslaw, you know, all the fixins.
Yep. That's it. That's about all of them. Don't include carrots or anything like that. Baked beans, rolls, and what?
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know this. If you grew up in the 70s, you know when mom felt like putting forth a little bit of extra effort at dinner time.
Yeah.
You're going to like it. You know what we're having tonight?
What?
We're going to have a nice chef salad with Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Homemade.
I want you guys to look that up. You know, it's a regular thing that's on the grocer shelves. There was a Hidden Valley Ranch. And the restaurant there at the Hidden Valley had a beautiful salad dressing there.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's on the shelves, what was the name of it? No, not Wishbone. There was never a ranch called the Wishbone where they had people with a salad dressing. It was, what's the steakhouse one?
Ken's Steakhouse?
Ken's Steakhouse, yeah. Which I think is still around.
Well, the best is Old Dutch.
Yeah.
You've had Old Dutch.
No, I haven't.
You've never had Old Dutch?
I've never had Old Dutch salad dressing. Never had Old Dutch salad dressing.
I cannot believe that.
I haven't.
You need to get
yourself... I've had Seven Seas, Kraft. Wishbone, Ken Steakhouse.
Look up Old Dutch salad dressing.
I'll pass on it. I use a damn vinegar and oil.
But you haven't had Old Dutch.
I don't want any Old Dutch. I don't want any Old Dutch salad dressing. I don't want it.
Why? Just because I'm telling you?
I just don't want it.
Oh, is this going to be another crater gravy? You don't want Old Dutch salad. You don't even know what it is.
Old Dutch salad dressing.
Do you even know what it is?
There's Old Dutch. I'm looking at it right now. It's in a cheap plastic bottle.
It didn't used to be.
Well, it is now.
Well,
Old Dutch. Yeah.
That is
Ron
the best.
Ron and Nancy used to whip it up in their sink. Old Dutch.
That is the best salad dressing. And I'll have you know this, Dan. You're insulting me.
Yeah, I am. I must be, because of Old Dutch.
Old Dutch was created and made in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay, good. And I'm sure it's a Daytona Beach staple.
But you won't have it. What looks unappealing
I don't want
about
it.
That?
Oh, can you get it at Publix?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think you should try it.
I've had it many times.
I'm not buying it.
Why?
I don't want it.
Why? Would it hurt you to try it one time? Need I remind you that you don't like corned beef?
All right. That happened 20 years ago. And I've still asked for the recipe, and I still don't have it.
All right. By the way, Hidden Valley Ranch used to be special because you had to get the dry packet and, you know, mix it up with the buttermilk and all that.
You had the shaker in there.
Now it's all pre-made, and they've got a special Christmas item for you. You can buy magnums of Hidden Valley Ranch for Christmas. Suppose you're a snob about Pabst Blue Ribbon, too.
Absolutely not. That's one of our staple beers. You had Ballantine, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Schmitz.
Schlitz.
And Schlitz. And all those others.
You know, the things that just go away, it seemed impossible that Schlitz would just disappear.
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere.
Yeah. Schlitz was a major one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better enjoy your PBR now, because Pabst is in trouble again. And finally, there's a little something we've learned about
crazy and capable of anything.
We'll tell you about a 46-year-old woman named Christine. And what she was up to Sunday night around 10.
Couldn't be good.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's so important to laugh. Laughter's good. What? What? What is that? The volume is so low on it, I don't know what it is.
No. I'm still pissed that you won't try Old Dutch.
Give me a bottle of Old Dutch. I'll try it.
I would. I would
Sounds
buy
like
it
some
for
kind
you.
Of aftershave. Splash on a little Old Dutch.
Now,
like in the Witch Hazel family?
Now, when you try it and you realize how good it is, will you admit it?
How good? I mean, it's factory made. It's probably put out by the same people that distribute Kraft. I don't know.
Can you look and see who distributes Old Dutch?
I don't care.
Never mind. I'll do it myself. It is a Daytona staple.
Good! Is it still made in Daytona or New York City? Daytona. I'm sorry, I'm not from Daytona, okay?
But you're a dear friend of mine.
Right, and you prefer Old Dutch, and I prefer Seven Seas. I don't know. Here we go. Don't worry about it, kids. We're just trying to find out who distributes.
That's harder than
Old Dutch.
It is harder. Discontinued.
Yeah, for good reason. Yeah. Couldn't find anybody that eat that.
Hey. According to Riley Foods, the parent company.
Riley Foods, based out of like a where?
Old Dutch Chicago? Was discontinued last year.
Yep, good.
Oh, no.
Que sera, sera.
That's pronounced Sarah Sarah. Let's see. There were hopes another food company would continue production.
New York City.
But it hasn't. That hasn't happened. However, it's still for sale, so don't be surprised if Old Dutch pops back up on grocery shelves in the future.
Right.
Well, yep. Of course, now I got to go, and it's some sort of collector's item.
Old Dutch.
Did you see the story about the country musician? He was on America's Got Talent, and then Billy Gibbons hired him to open 7 shows for him.
Garth Brooks?
No. But he did 4 of the shows, and then on Election Day, on Facebook, he posted a picture of himself wearing a red Make America Great hat.
Yes, I did.
Holding a Chick-fil-A sandwich and a Chick-fil-A drink.
Yeah.
And an I voted sticker.
Yeah.
He posted that photo.
Got into big trouble.
Facebook banned him. And he got fired from Billy Gibbons' tour for a picture of him with a MAGA hat and Chick-fil-A, and he voted.
Stan needs a shot of Old Dutch up his arse today. My apologies to you, Haney.
Thank you.
I ain't going to apologize. They discontinued that junk.
You son of a bitch. That's so disrespectful. Yeah. Goes back generations.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure when it was made in Daytona, it was a quality dressing. But when you have to beg to find a distributor to go and put the stuff out because nobody wants it.
Well, I can get an 8-ounce, but I got to buy 6 of them.
Can we do the top?
Wonderful as a marinade.
Can we do, sure it's
fat
is.
Free, cholesterol
yep,
free.
Since 1983. Can we do the top thing?
Okay.
Oh, well, I brought that story up about the guy on the Billy Gibbons tour.
Yes.
Because with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't made it in country music.
Top reasons you haven't made it in country music.
You're a Yankee and hate Old Dutch.
Old Dutch.
You don't own a 10-gallon hat, and also you have no talent. Your biggest musical inspiration is a cowboy. Unfortunately, it's the one from the Village People. Your marriage is perfect, your pets are healthy, and your truck's doing just fine.
I guess I gotta crank that all the way up.
Old Dutch.
Yep. Ask for it by name. You'll get somebody looking at you at the grocery store that's in both eyes, no sale.
People know Old Dutch.
I'm good.
They love Old
they
Dutch.
Love it.
Top reasons you haven't made it in country music. Your breasts are the same size as Dolly Parton's and your male.
Maybe I should bring that back down.
You don't know a single wistful song about dirt roads.
No. Mama.
And finally, the very top reason you haven't made it in country music.
Yes.
Your name is not Chet, Brad, Dale, or Toby. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
the building.
That's it.
Freddie, email time.
I don't know how one makes it all the way through 56 years of life and never tastes Old Dutch. And now you got an attitude about it.
I don't have an attitude about it. I don't have to worry about it. They don't make it. This is from a listener who wishes to remain anonymous. Ahoy, fellas. Your discussion about things we grew up with, but today's young people don't know, happens to coincide with a startling experience that I had at work yesterday. We recently had a new manager thrust upon us who is condescending and abrasive. No one likes this jerk. During a discussion with my coworkers, I referred to this manager as Mein Führer. Much to my shock, the high school kids and the 20-somethings I work with had no idea what or who the Führer was. I explained that the Führer was the title Adolf Hitler used as a leader of Nazi Germany. What the? I thought that was just common knowledge. Mm-hmm. Good job, public schools. What's the famous quote? Those who do not remember their history are destined to repeat it. We're all screwed.
But that's just basic cultural literacy.
Yep. Skip has an apology, but
people didn't know what she was talking about.
New workers, the 20-somethings, they didn't know what mind fear.
Crazy.
Skip apologizes. You know what, guys? I want to say I'm sorry about the Dave sucks statement I made yesterday. Highly inappropriate. I was actually referring to his life choices. I used to be 21. Ladies and gentlemen,
remember when I had my first beer?
Yeah. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it must be the norm in Broward and Palm Beach counties to screw up the election. Palm Beach has been told by the courts they can have 5 more days to complete their count. I guess because two of their machines overheated. That's true. Then I saw this Matt Caldwell, who is running for AG secretary, goes to sleep Tuesday night with what appears to be a clear victory. Uh-huh. But when he wakes up, 80,000 more votes were found.
And
guess
none
where?
Of them were for him.
Nope. Guess where? Broward County. I just find it ironic that 3 very important races will come down to an area known to be corrupt. Something just doesn't sit right. So now the left controls the House, and what's their agenda? First, let's issue at least 80 subpoenas. No talk about health care or border security or anything else worthwhile. And you have Pelosi saying those subpoenas have nothing to do with politics. And Schiff saying subpoenas are sexy. Damn it. Get on with taking care of business instead of all of this nonsense, you idiots and morons. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Thank you, Guardian.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
2 men, 2 microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage.
What about your baggage?
You know what I mean?
You know what? You got baggage.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Going to get you updated on traffic right now for your drive home. And then I'll tell you about an exciting feature on The Night Show with Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue. And, well, let's see. It says just North Cleveland Avenue. 13,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers. Crash. 13,000 block of Plantation Road. And then we have a disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound at Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. Each and every night, two new songs battle it out. They go head to head. Happens every weeknight at 7 on the Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman show. It's called The Cockfight. And it's heard right here every weeknight at 7 on 96K Rock. It's the big feature with Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. Head to head, weeknight, 7 p.m., The Cockfight. What's this line ringing for? This one doesn't ring. Ahoy.
Hi, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Who's this?
Oh, this is Rick Rochelle.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, you called the radio station.
Yes, it's just a very busy day. As I can see here, according to our records, that you're a registered voter.
I am.
And I'm sure that you are like us, and you got your fingers crossed for these recounts, but you're probably wondering, how can I help?
I don't want to help. I want it to be over with. I want to stick with the results that were happening election night. Rochelle, who are you?
Your donation.
My donation.
Can help with any one of three organizations that I am associated with. The groups that you may donate to today, and we can make it so easy for you, are Whites for Gilliam.
What?
Whites for Gilliam. Then another popular one we have is Young People for Nelson. And then the final one is Florida Businessmen for Higher Taxes.
No. Thank you, no. Appreciate that. No. What the hell? Businessmen for Higher Taxes, Whites for Gilliam, and Young People for Nelson. Now, I don't think I choose to donate to any one of those. Yeah, let me grab another call. Ahoy.
Stan.
Dr. Bastardo.
I just wanted to check in with you. Did you get that medication that I prescribed for you?
Look, I haven't. I had to go right to work after our doctor's appointment.
I know you did.
And I will pick it up after work. I did let the audience know that I had to go to the doctor today, and things still yet to be determined. I appreciate you calling and checking on me, Dr. Bastardo.
Well, once again, if you've done what I told you to do, you'd probably be feeling better by now.
I can't go to the pharmacy until 6 o'clock. Then I'm going to run over there and get it, and I'll do what you tell me to do.
You didn't have to go through all that with the pharmacy. I told you very specifically, all you got to do, get yourself some Tums and some Gazix.
I told you at the visit today, doctor, the Tums and the Gazix does not work. That's why
I came to see you. But you know what? It's a process of elimination. Until you try some Tums or some Gazix, if you feel
I have big jugs of the stuff at home. You know darn well I hate coming in to see you when it's a medical issue. I'm the last person that you need to see whining and complaining. I only come to you when it's really bad.
Well, you could have fooled me, because today the man that I saw was a goddamn hypochondriac.
What are you talking about?
I don't even understand what the root of the whole problem is. I mean, so what? So you put on 25 pounds. You got prom? What's the deal?
It's called issues that I'm having. The pains, the shooting. You told me that it could be a variety of things, and now you're telling me Gazix and Tums.
Oh, that's my best friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, what did
I can't rule out that it could be, you know, a hernia or something to do with you smoking, because I know that's supposed to be bad.
You smoke. You and I go out back after the exam. You keep a waiting room full of patients, and you and I are burning a butt in the back.
You're damn right. And you got a good eyeful and earful of what I deal with all day. If I didn't smoke, I'd be insane.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
I told you, if you want to go that route and you don't want to listen to me, you don't want the Tums, you don't want the Rolaids, you don't want the Gazix, then fine.
What about
you can go.
What about a Gaviscon?
I don't like it. It never worked for me. If you feel like that's something you need, I would just talk to Mom.
Haley's M.O.? Isn't that for constipation?
No, you don't do the Haley's M.O. ever. The only thing you do if you feel like you need something like that is nice and chalky, Phillips Milk of Magnesia.
It's the same stuff, isn't it? Milk of Magnesia Haley's M.O.
That's what they say. That's like, people go, oh, isn't it the same stuff? Well, yeah, I guess Skippy is peanut butter, just like Better Brand, at the scratch and dent store. That's peanut butter.
Why would you want me to take Phillips Milk of Magnesia? I'm not constipated.
Are you a friggin' idiot? Why do I want you to take Milk of Magnesia?
Why?
Is that what you're asking
Yes,
me?
Why?
Okay, let me see if I can spell it out for you. So you will feel better. That's why.
What? I've never known you to have a bedside manner like this. And plus, you're calling me on the air.
Well, I think you're out of control. You're telling me it's a hernia. Fine. I filled out the paperwork, which is a pain in the ass, to send you to go talk to a surgeon. You can get x-rays. You can get MRIs. Go ahead. You may as well.
Have you even hit
your deductible yet?
No, not even close.
Well, then why do you want to put yourself in the poorhouse for? It'll probably go away on its own.
It hasn't gone away in months. I told you this.
Well,
do you remember when we were on the golf course about 10 years ago, and I told you, I said, Doc, I said, I got a weird feeling over there, and you said, I don't see nothing. I said, no, it's a pain, and you said to me, it's probably a hernia, but if it's not bothering you, don't worry about it. We're on the sixth hole, tee off.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's bothering me. It's been bothering me.
All right. Have you tried
Tums or Gazix?
if it's really bad, I'll tell you what I tell some of my female patients.
What?
Put a heating pad on your abdomen.
I could probably do that. It might make it feel better for a while, but I do work and do things during the day that I can't go and take a heating pad around with me like you tell women.
Wow. Okay. You know what? You're really making me jump through hoops. You go to the store and you get this product, and it's called Salon Paws.
you
tape it on your gut, okay? Right near the ovary. And then it'll make heat for you.
Don't you think that there might be something more to this than Salon Paws or Tums or Gazix or Phillips Milk of Magnesia or a heating pad?
Maybe you want a different kind of doctor who's just going to cause you all kinds of problems.
I don't want that.
Stuff wrong with you.
I don't want that. The only reason I have to go to you to get a referral is so I can see another doctor. Now, who's the doctor I'm supposed to see?
Hernia guy?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You gave me the paperwork.
I don't normally deal with that. Normally,
what do you do? You're a general practitioner. When something's wrong, you're referral.
But normally, stuff like that is internal. Usually, Tums and Gazix.
Gazix.
Who's the hernia guy? All right, look it up. Get back to me.
You don't have the hernia guy?
Toilet? Oh, that's Dr. Pastadero.
Dr. Pastadero. Is he in your building?
No, he's all the way across town.
Great.
Real bad location, too.
Okay. Am I supposed to call him, or is he going to call me, Dr. Pastadero?
Well, I wrote out a paper.
And Nurse Kunstler told me, here, take this paper with you. We're going to get you a referral. Don't you even communicate with her?
Stan, have you got the paper in front of you?
No, it's at home. I had to go to work.
What was your question again?
Do you communicate with your nurse?
Nancy!
Oh, jeez.
What is it? Okay, well, you get the paper.
Yes. Are they calling me or am I calling them?
I don't know. When you get the paper, the only way I can answer that question, when you have that paper in your hands,
yeah,
you call me or you can text me with the 19-digit number that's in the upper right-hand corner. And once I have that number, then I can punch it into my system, and I can tell you if you're supposed to call them or they're supposed
to
call you.
Why didn't you tell me this when I was leaving the office today?
Nancy said she did.
She didn't tell me anything. She told me I got to get blood work and come back to
Nancy.
You.
Nancy! Did you send him out without telling him whether he's supposed to call the guy or the guy's supposed to call him? Stupid bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Communication. I need to be
communicating. I apologize, Stan, but again, there's going to be a 19-digit number.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there will be a couple of them that are uppercase, a couple that are lowercase, and once you give me that 19-digit number.
An uppercase number and a lowercase number? What's that?
Yeah, it's a 19-digit number. But it must contain the uppercase and a lowercase number.
Okay.
And it should end in a 4. Now, if you get me that number then will tell my system whether you're supposed to call him or he's supposed to call you.
And this should have been taken care of when I left the office today with Nancy.
Not necessarily.
You just told me.
I like to have it done. But according to the law, it's optional.
Okay. What about my blood work?
What about it?
Do I have to do that before I go and get my referral or before I go back and see you in a month?
Well, what did I say?
You said I will see you in a month. We're going to have Nancy get your referral and that I need blood work done.
Okay. Did I say what the blood work was for?
No, you gave me a printout.
Damn it. Okay. Now, on that printout, you got it in front of you?
It's at home. It's on the magnet on my refrigerator. I had to go to work.
Okay. There's going to be a 32-digit code.
I don't know,
buddy. It's going to be on the bottom left-hand
corner.
Come on.
Yeah?
What do you want? That's the way things are done now.
All right.
So you want to deal with 32-digit numbers and 19-digit numbers, and you want to shut the F up? And take a Tums and a Gazi.
What cream am I supposed to pick up at the pharmacy?
Look, that's just to help you out, because once you take the milk of magnesia, you're going to be on the toilet a lot. What that does is it dilates.
I'm not constipated.
It dilates the veins in your rectum. I know it's sensitive, but, it's part of biology. Because once you start chugging that milk of magnesia,
yeah,
you're going to be in there a lot.
Jeez. Take a break. We'll be back.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. You and I have been running in different directions all day and talking to different people. And I have to ask you, Haney, this is the opportunity that I have. You need to talk to Dave. I will not talk to him. Apparently, the last break of our show, when we do crosstalk with the Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman show, Dave doesn't know to keep it in the studio, and we are getting complaints again from other radio stations in the building that he goes down the hallway making a complete fool of himself. A Beasley came and asked me, would you please be kind enough to tell him to shut up when he's out of your studio?
Because he's yelling. And
yep, yelling and screaming and carrying on, you know, not knowing when the mics go off. And that just to please have him keep quiet so that we or he doesn't get written up.
All right.
Because it is very distracting to other stations.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's busy.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start Fort Myers. Hit and run. And it is at University Plaza Drive, right at the World of Beer. Fort Myers. Crash. Sanibel Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walgreens. I'm sorry, we have one in North Fort Myers, too. Crash, North Cleveland Avenue and Pine Island Road. Fort Myers, on the way to Fort Myers Beach, disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road, right at the Zoomers Amusement Park. Crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. Hit and run, Ben Hill Griffin Parkway, right near the old Regions Bank. Bonita, hit and run, 9800 block of Citadel Lane. And Lehigh Acres, crash, Alabama Road and Filbert Avenue. Jeez. A lot of hit and runs. See, they're back. Hit and runs. They smash into you. They know. roll them up and lock them. Or go away as fast as you can.
Step on it, mother.
Yep.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, November 14th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
Okay.
Hollywood has changed over the years. In the early years of Hollywood, virtually everything was done on a soundstage.
And you would be amazed at what was done on a soundstage.
And then times changed and location shoots became a thing. What was the first major motion picture to film in the ocean?
Gee. I don't know. I have no idea.
Jaws.
And even that's a little bit of trickery.
Before Jaws, water scenes had always been filmed either in lakes or in tanks on film sets.
Yep, and then with the backdrop to fill it all in. Now, see, Jaws was filmed at Martha's Vineyard area. and they would angle the orca to make it look like it was way out to sea.
It's not an orca.
Yeah, that was the name of the boat.
Oh, the boat.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about the movie Orca, no. Which was a Jaws ripoff
right.
A couple of years later.
Which is why that whale was called the Orca.
Right.
But the boat that Captain Quint had was the Orca. And they would have the camera angles pointing out so you wouldn't see, you know, just a few hundred yards behind them, you know, the nice town of Martha's Vineyard and all of that.
Yeah.
And
hey, look, there's Carly Simon.
Yeah.
I don't know the actual number because I didn't care to look it up. But
I don't blame you.
In our recent election, there was a lot of women elected.
Yeah, there was a good crop of them. Some still debating if they should be, you know, like in Georgia.
Well, that's for a governor.
Yeah.
But women in government are a fairly recent phenomenon. Female senators, even when we had them,
yeah,
were forbidden to wear pants on the Senate floor. Your pants were frowned upon.
Got to wear a dress.
Yeah, Madam Senator, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You're wearing a slack.
Mm-hmm. And that did not change until 1993.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular eye color that would cause one to be more likely to be an alcoholic?
Yeah, bloodshot. Blood red.
Final answer?
Yeah.
People with blue eyes are more likely to be alcoholics than people with any other eye color.
I will debate that. What color are Dave the Waterman's eyes?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they blue? Has he got blue eyes?
I don't think so.
You know, it's people with blue eyes. You have blue eyes.
Well, blue eyes are fairly rare, so that's not a good...
And we've done this, we've talked about this before. Most of the presidents of the United States, now there's been 45 of them, most of them... A staggering number, percentage-wise, had blue eyes.
Yeah. Well, we're a special breed.
Yep. Prone to alcohol and prone to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's all, the life of a tortured genius, whichever form
sure.
it takes.
Yep. What color eyes does Dave have? We'll find out. Yeah. Is he out back? Just look and report back. Just look, report back.
Back? And to the left.
Yep. And don't ask him why you want to know. Just look him in the eye and then tell us. But look him there, back and to the left. It's plain and simple. Take a good hard look. Back
and to the left. You know, when we were kids, we knew every state capital. We didn't know much else, but we knew that.
You had to learn it.
But state capitals, from time to time, have changed.
I know that Connecticut's state capital was New Haven, and they moved it to Hartford.
Hmm. Well, the last time it happened, the last state to change its capital was Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
It sure does. Oklahoma switched its capital city from Guthrie to Oklahoma City in 1910.
1910.
That's the last one.
Report, please.
They're pretty blue.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, that explains it.
And now let's take a look at the world of sports.
All righty.
The Golden State Warriors seem to have no apparent weakness. Except the enemy within.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
Yesterday, the team suspended Draymond Green for one game due to an altercation with his own teammate, Kevin Durant.
Ball hog, Kevin Durant.
Superstar, Kevin Durant. The Warriors had a chance to beat the Clippers Monday night. In the final seconds of regulation, Green got a rebound. Durant called for the ball, but Green thought it best that he keep the ball.
Yeah. Throw me the rock.
Green got the rebound. Durant called for it. Green opted to keep it, dribbled the length of the court before losing control and failing to even get a shot off to try and win the game.
Yep.
Durant was visibly frustrated, and they exchanged words on the bench, with Green reportedly calling Kevin Durant a bitch.
Ooh, you don't say that to the superstar, the man with the rock.
So, one game suspension, but a man with an ego will never, ever forget being called a bitch by a teammate.
Correct. And I stand corrected from the texter. He is absolutely correct.
Not necessarily.
My bad on this. There have only been 44 presidents, because you got to remember Cleveland. Grover.
Oh, I thought they were going to say that they don't recognize Trump.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. But you see, you're and there was a debate about that, because Cleveland was the 22nd president of the United States. Then Benjamin Harrison came in. He was the 23rd president. Then Cleveland gets elected again. What is he? Back to being the 22nd president, or is he the 24th president?
He's the 24th.
He is two of them. He's the 22nd mm-hmm. and the 24th.
Now, it depends on how it's phrased, like Chiannopoulos was talking about when you're parsing words.
Yep. Because he would have stayed the 22nd president had he won another term, but there's a president in between.
Now, if you ask how many men have been president, that's a different answer.
Yes.
How many presidents have there been is a different answer.
Yep. How many men have been president? 44. How many presidents have there been? 45. Yeah, see that? You didn't know that there, Junior, did you?
I'm learning something new every day.
Yep, and, it's all a matter of how it's addressed. Are you talking about the man specifically, or are you talking about the administration?
The office.
Yeah.
Yep. Two different things.
We occasionally try to bring you useful information.
We do.
It's rare, few and far between.
Yep.
But we have looked into it, and according to the experts, they have for us the absolute worst time to shop for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, you'd think it would be a kamikaze mission to the grocery store the night before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Crowded parking lots, picked over shelves, middle-aged women screaming over the last can of cranberry sauce. But apparently, that's not the worst time to shop for Thanksgiving.
When is it?
According to the experts, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving is actually worse. Why?
Why? Because you got to thaw the bud?
Because everyone assumes Wednesday will be so bad, they think they're beating the crowds by going on Tuesday.
See?
So, actually, the F-ups win that one.
Yep.
The people that truly wait until the last minute are better off.
But you gotta thaw a bird for days, don't you?
A what?
A boid.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They do that over at Honey Baked.
Yup.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, it's a question that's puzzled the experts for ages. Is there such a thing as too much ranch dressing?
Here we go. No, you know what? I don't think there is a good ranch dressing with your veggies, your celery, your carrots, your salads. You put them on. No, I like a good bunch of ranch dressing.
My favorite time for ranch dressing is a certain barbecue joint in this area.
Yeah.
Then they do the waffle fries with like three different cheeses, and then you dip it in the ranch. That's unbelievable. Hidden Valley Ranch just announced a new product that they've just brought out for the holidays. Magnums of Ranch Dressing. The bottles have 1.75 liters of creamy ranch goodness.
Jeez.
That would be about six times larger than the standard bottle. If you'd like one, they go on sale December 3rd at the Hidden Valley Ranch website for $25.
There it is right there. Classy. I'll tell you. Classy.
A magnum of ranch.
Yep.
I'll bet you Bob Garrett would drink the whole thing. Terrible news. I had just learned today that the best salad dressing ever made, Old Dutch, is in peril.
Oh, it's gone. It's done.
No. It's coming back.
They're trying to find a company, some fly-by-night company that's got a bottling machine to bring it back.
Okay, go ahead. Laugh it up.
What?
You can laugh it up because you don't care about Old Dutch dressing.
No,
I don't. That's only because you're ignorant. Laugh it up all you can because you're about to be crying. Pabst Blue Ribbon is on the verge of going extinct.
I know it.
Pabst has a contract brewing deal with Miller Coors, where Miller Coors brews, packages, and ships Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst and other smaller companies in the current climate do not have the infrastructure to do that themselves.
Yeah, they just use their recipe.
Mm-hmm. Now, this deal started in 1999 and is scheduled to expire in December of 2020. And Miller Coors has told the good people at Pabst, why, we'd be happy to continue our agreement for triple the price. The only other company that could handle Pabst, the volume of it, is Anheuser-Busch. But Anheuser-Busch doesn't do contract brewing.
No. And I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty darn sure. Pabst used to brew their own, and they had their own factories. Mm-hmm. And when they first went out of business, and they went out of business, it was the Stroh Brewing Company that had the facilities and put out Pabst. And then that Stroh's went out of business.
Yep. And then the Belgians came in.
Yep.
And Pabst is not taking this lying down either.
Look, isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
old
it
picture
is.
Of the Pabst Brewing Company.
Yep. That is beautiful. Pabst says it has definitive proof that this is nothing more than extortion. They say all they're trying to do is to run Pabst out of business so they get a bigger market share.
Yep, get more of the territory.
So Pabst is suing Miller Coors to keep their contract deal. The trial is happening in Milwaukee right now, and is scheduled to run through the end of the month. And if Pabst loses, it's all over.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Gee.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Bill, you know, over the course of a lifetime, Stan and I have gathered certain vital knowledge,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to the world of women.
Yep. They're all crazy. Like, if you know you're crazy, it's half the battle. But you're all crazy, and they are capable of anything.
Mm-hmm. That's what they really don't want you to know.
Capable of anything. You go, how in the world can they do that? And think they can... Capable of anything.
Mm-hmm. Meet 46-year-old Christine Chandler.
Oh, brother.
Christine is from Treasure Island, Florida.
Where is that?
Up by St. Pete, I think. Sunday night around 10 p.m., she went into the Lions Club, where there was a wedding going on, and Christine made a beeline straight for the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, let's get it on. You know, the bride's father probably got a good deal because he's a lion and got the hall for a good price.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one comes in.
We should point out that Christine was a complete stranger to everyone involved in the wedding, was not invited.
A crasher.
So Christine wanders into the Lions Club, sees there's a wedding going on, and woohoo, straight to the dance floor.
Yeah.
The bride and groom at that point were having their last dance, and they didn't particularly want a stranger cutting in at that point. Other guests stepped up for the bride and groom, asking Christine to leave, then insisting she leave, and then escorting her out,
mm-hmm.
helping her find her way to the door.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop her.
Of course not.
They did manage to get her outside the Lions Club, but they underestimated Christine because she came right back in and headed straight back to the dance floor.
Yeah.
At that point, now you can imagine what's going on at that point. Ed, just don't. It's not worth it, Ed. No more. I'll be damned if my little girl's ready. No. It's time for the police. We've tried it your way.
Yeah.
The police were called, and evidently Christine managed to get a couple of dances in before she was arrested for disorderly conduct.
Take a look at her.
Yeah, I like to go where I'm not wanted. Woo!
She likes to party.
Ugh.
Blue eyes.
Yep. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, November 14th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, I like to go where I'm not wanted and dance.
Yeah.
I like to dance like no one's watching, but they are.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Woo!
Bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break.
Shouldn't have got married.
We'll take a break. When we come back,
woo!
We'll have a little preview of what's coming up tonight at 6.
Hey, look at me.
Woo!
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board here. Fort Myers. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Cleveland Avenue and Diplomat Parkway East. That's a disabled vehicle there. Fort Myers, crash, 17,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard, right at the Walmart. And another Fort Myers disabled vehicle, Three Oaks Parkway, and Alico Road. And you are up to date. Coming up 6 o'clock, it's going to be Roger Marley, Dave the Waterman. Dave, what's coming up
what's
tonight?
What's up, boy?
Let me finish this. What's coming up tonight?
Well, hold on. I'm waiting for my buddy here.
You don't wait for anything.
All right, okay. Oh, I'll see you on tonight's show, buddy. I'm going to talk about nicknames, man. And how did you get one? You know what I'm saying? Like, my nickname here is the Waterman. And if you got a special nickname or you've been called something as a young kid and it stuck with you, I want to hear about it. Right. And then, of course, we got the... You know, as always, you know what we're about to say. Got the cockfight coming up tonight at 7.
That's just such a throwaway.
I know. Hey, and, you know, some other things going to be happening tonight. So it's going to be a good show tonight. We're going to have fun. Always do, bud.
Uh-huh. Now, last night you were talking about Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. We had
How'd that work out, brah?
That worked out real good, brah.
Any chicks call in?
Yeah, we had this chick, Kimmy, actually called in from Marco Island down there at the bar. And she was talking about you guys and...
About us?
And then I said...
What about us? Well, this is your show, not ours.
I know. Well, she was talking about you guys and me. And I said, well, how about... what do you think about Tinder, Kimmy? And she goes, them bitches are crazy. And then hung up. I said, all right.
What does that have to do with us?
Yeah. Oh, well, about you guys. She was hanging out with some guy at the bar there. And apparently he's the musician down there. Resident musician. And he's got a song he wrote for you guys. So I told him to email it over to you, Stan.
Good. I haven't gotten it.
It's not my fault, bro.
Time's up.
What do you want me to
do about it, man? Time's up.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
Anybody in our audience broken up? Anybody break up recently? If you break up, you know, you can't listen to most things on the radio for about 8 or 9 years. They have all these stations that are designed to get people who broke up to kill themselves. Every city in America has one station like this. You're listening to the All Love Song Station. A station so dedicated to getting lonely people to kill themselves that we play no rock, no jazz. Nothing but stick your head in the oven and turn the gas up full. Love songs. And now, for everybody who just broke up, here's a song you'll enjoy called You'll Be Alone the Rest of Your Life. From the CD, you'll die in a puddle of your own urine in a welfare hospital. So get out those suicide implements and start drinking heavily as we play the most depressing love songs, 87 in a row, a whole Kevorkian star sweep. So the point I'm trying to make is it's hard enough to be unhappy in the world without the radio depressing you. If you break up, you have to find goofy music. Not good, just stupid. I recommend the Ethel Merman Christmas Ballad CD. Very pleasant, silent night! Sing it, Ethel! Anything by Christopher Cross. Little chubby guy, funny voice, always amusing. Once in your life, finer. Always sounds like he's driving by, the guy. Mimi, thank you, Chris. Happy music, but no, they have to play nothing but love songs. And now here's a song dedicated to all you guys. Whoever had your woman accuse you of a complicated plot that not only didn't you do it, you weren't even mentally capable of thinking it up. Hey, if you're listening in the car, sit back, relax. Close the garage door good and snug. Open wide and suck the brown wind of doom. Thanks.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What's this line ringing for? This one doesn't ring. Ahoy.
Hi, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Who's this?
This is Rick Rochelle.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, sir.
Yeah, you called the radio station.
Yes, it's just a very busy day. As I can see here, according to our records, that you're a registered voter.
I am.
And I'm sure that you are like us, and you got your fingers crossed for these recounts, but you're probably wondering, how can I help?
I don't want to help. I want it to be over with. I want to stick with the results that were happening election night. Rochelle, who are you?
Your donation.
My donation.
Can help with any one of three organizations that I am associated with.
The groups that you may donate to today, and we can make it so easy for you, are Whites for Gilliam.
What? What?
Whites for Gilliam. Then another popular one we have is Young People for Nelson. And then the final one is Florida Businessmen for Higher Taxes.
No, 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 thank you, no. Appreciate that. No, no, what the hell? Businessmen for Higher Taxes, Whites for Gilliam, and Young People for Nelson. Now, I don't think I choose to donate to any one of those. Yeah, let me grab another call. Ahoy.
Stan.
Dr. Bastardo.
I just wanted to check in with you. Did you get that medication that I prescribed for you?
Look, I haven't. I had to go right to work after our doctor's appointment.
I know you did.
And I will pick it up after work. I did let the audience know that I had to go to the doctor today, and things still yet to be determined. I appreciate you calling and checking on me, Dr. Bastardo.
Well, once again, if you've done what I told you to do, you'd probably be feeling better by now.
I can't go to the pharmacy until 6 o'clock. Then I'm going to run over there and get it, and I'll do what you tell me to do.
You didn't have to go through all that with the pharmacy. I told you very specifically, all you got to do, get yourself some Tums and some Gazix.
I told you at the visit today, doctor, the Tums and the Gazix does not work. That's why I came to see you.
But you know what? It's a process of elimination until you try some Tums or some Gazix. If you feel
I have big jugs of the stuff at home. You know darn well I hate coming in to see you when it's a medical issue. I'm the last person that you need to see whining and complaining. I only come to you when it's really bad.
Well, you could have fooled me, because today the man that I saw was a goddamn hypochondriac.
What are you talking about?
I don't even understand what the root of the whole problem is. I mean, so what? So you put on 25 pounds. You got prom? What's the deal?
It's called issues that I'm having. The pains, the shooting. You told me that it could be a variety of things, and now you're telling me Gazix and Tums.
Oh, that's my best friend. You know?
Now, what did
I can't rule out that it could be, you know, a hernia or something to do with you smoking, because I know that's supposed to be bad.
You smoke. You and I go out back after the exam. You keep a waiting room full of patients, and you and I are burning a butt in the back.
You're damn right, and you got a good eyeful and earful of what I deal with all day. If I didn't smoke, I'd be insane.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
I told you, if you want to go that route, and you don't want to listen to me, you don't want the Tums, you don't want the Rolaids, you don't want the Gazix, then fine.
What about
you can go?
What about a Gaviscon?
I don't like it. It never worked for me. If you feel like that's something you need, I would just talk to Mom.
Haley's M.O.? Isn't that for constipation?
No, you don't do the Haley's M.O. ever. The only thing you do if you feel like you need something like that is nice and chalky, Phillips Milk of Magnesia.
It's the same stuff, isn't it? Milk of Magnesia
Haley's
M.O.
That's what they say. Oh, that's like, you know, people go, oh, isn't it the same stuff? Well, yeah, I guess Skippy is peanut butter, just like better brand, you know, at the scratch and dent store. Yeah, that's peanut butter.
Why would you want me to take Phillips milk of magnesia? I'm not constipated.
Are you a friggin' idiot? Why do I want you to take milk of magnesia?
Why?
Is that what you're asking
me? Yes, why?
Okay, let me see if I can spell it out for you. So you will feel better.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.